announcing the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. We're visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom Principles Against All Odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Hallelujah. Rendin taltalangase El Noah and taltalangase Tukana and Antinena and taltalvika in Hawaii. Don bula binaka na singa binaka ni ko. We kenda na leo evit in the warung to my Pennsylvania, Washington DC, my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas. Sa bulu na mga warung to my na bulu Amerika kumdo my Seattle kumdo kila na ngwani ni viti imni do sara 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 tumai serevi ke matawale antikara do mbule binaka orto na ngwani en sika binaka ni kuwa hallelujah hallelujah taltal gasi na itini gerandini ke mdo na ngwani do mbule binaka mai siero hallelujah okila ni kenta sabi ya kama takatika mai mai zaki kira ma wiki ni matau ni mbule binaka en sika binaka ni wikenda na varo tumai viti login tumai ni sangani New Methodist Christian Fellowship. With this 1 hour, we belong to one church and we have one head, and his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of Our Nation program. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Normally, this program will be led by Randini Gosilebu, and I'll be cutting in and out, and the Sigmina Ganikua. After that, then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we are here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like what I always say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about him, not even wanting to believe in him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Rogers' daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning we stand here to declare that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know, there are certain things that your secular world can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and, you know, in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like him. Like what Gosilebe has mentioned today, we welcome to all the new Methodists all over the world and also Fiji-wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sasana and Navusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodists, this is a moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion. And I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I receive are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination. But they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Worries is their partner for life. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the circle world. Good pay, but we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle or the kingdom, the end time financial or the against all odds, we are just trying. We want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. See, some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying Tanu aki tu kana lobstatiko. Tu nga sindo lu kana na lobstan si borwai. Ime la ngona bagalaba ndiko sa overflow. Emeni. Emeni. Because when you trust in God, hallelujah, he knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and you that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Yeah, you get to kind of sing a new song. I can't do no more because some people are malenga tak. Nakaka na lumini no more kavati. Elala beka na tanga ni flower. Elala na waiwai. Elala na freezer. Esana kai tu ibali kukila na no more rai. Esenga ni dona kai tu kikia. Waka kome lo malenga tak. Na zaba na rodi kito na dona mazawa. Kuna vika iwa sechi kubika na gasile na mataka ni singa ni kwa. Enda sa toro maya na kai singa vika na sa mai waka na noma. Sakauta na nomu wakasama, ekauta na nomu kaukawa, ekauta na nomu nduindu imba, letiko kila nisi nindo na kaitiko. Inandina na inuwasilika lawe, kachiko miki ndaru nikuwa, mendaru kaku ni nyu inga ongawa, na kami ndaru kani ya nisi ni mataka. Uyiko ndabitiko nikuwa, ni mataka ya nage zaka zaka takikwaya. Uyiko bambauta na nomu kalawe, kalawu nikuwa, kalawu ni mataka, kalawu ni vimusika kebe ni mataka. You need to trust in the Lord, according to the truth of his words, in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. My understanding will tell me, no chicken. Amen. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning, do kabirto na makumbungo. Nindoyan ramatakala light. Don't worry about anything else. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and say, for them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for him to go. Why? So he can allow his Holy Spirit to be yours and ours. To be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, he's there with you. Hallelujah. Na sanga sanga ni tukoni rawa. Kwaya kwa ni program chicken matakni ko God of Nation against all odds economics. Amen. It's a kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's a kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Na nondaru kingdom economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Okwa ogana sekano milabo, kwa mbulina ilabo, kwa mbulina kakedanga. Oh, hallelujah. Elabuna kaya la kutala la fiak chingado me bibiko. Okoya. Ekom bula bula me bibiko. Bamba uti kwa manda. Bamba uti kwa. Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lalilai. Kuni kundanda tu. Amen. Sabakanda sabakanda mata malumulumutu. Ayesengi nito biko. Oko viti. Esen. Amen. Wukibe kwa sabaka kwa sabaka. Kuni kwa mata malumulumutu. Kwa sinito biko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust him. Trust him, acknowledge him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni sanga na lava, kwela sanga ni bitiko. Reba, vita leke sanga na lava. Lakume bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Iko lu sanga na mada kena kiko kabe, mukanga yoko set. I'm good. Kakwa bakando ni bakamba kame, yali na ilomu, ni yali na mada kena sanga. Amen. Lema na mada kena, do not entertain the love of money. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Your God is there with you. Your prayer, your thought, your heart. When you look, I mean, that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there. You can tell me. It's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there. Because rightfully, it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically, you says it's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my field. Physically, you look and there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Your God, you serve, call the dead to life. You condemn it to be called the Kalandaru Garaba, a Bosa, a Randurinabula. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Get the choir. He called things that are not as though they are. You condemn it to go from this side right up to this side. Sini dobe kandangalala, we look in the choir, what's going to go? Amen. Sini dobe kandangalala, tuna non the need, tuna non the rendre. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as they are. Kesangana love, call money. Kesangana talk, call talk. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be ours. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not the same of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Oh.
Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't ungori lala tu na bausi yenanti nango.
Hallelujah.
Aurawata na kake nga na bukui Kristo. And don't uti ungori ni kusare ngumai na zaga zaga yenanti nango.
Hallelujah.
Asala ngumai merau na bula merau mga yebusara. And don't uti ungori lala tu na kubate yenanti nango.
Oh, hallelujah.
And don't uti ungori ni ukoya ukoliadi turanga ndowala tuawa. And don't uti ya yenanti nango nungu kalo elebu zake maybe kwa na tuawa.
Hallelujah.
And don't uti ungori ni salala na kake. Yenandina ngo e multiply na flower bata kina waini. Endonu tiko na kako dhuruma. Yenandina ngo embula tiko na kloo.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are so confident in talking about God. Wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand, unwake zekera undurikina, kero watu naka tiko nambula, na kloo erawata na kake zenga.
Hallelujah.
That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ekao Elijah vi kwa na mara mani sarifadi. Mesago ma indona keki. Tuna kwa sabo sanga indona iluku flower. Kina wai wai sabo lelai. Ya, kwa vya maina kengu keki. Menanga inrolo tiko na wai wai. Kana nga isaga ni wapi rao na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni lele na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni sa lele na wai wai. Endonu tiko ngori sa wututi ni kaka na nukania. Ya nandina ngo. My God is a prize of everything. My God, continue. My God is a God of provision. And then I go to China. Na kalau sa pagarotak. Na panino tu tiko may na mukilaw. Etara na 200. Ngayon te runa mula sa runa na expenses 35,000. And don't we are $200 in a our pocket. And don't we are, we start with $200. And nandino go, if we go to the cloud, $35,000. Because we don't want to look at the logic. We don't want to look at what we have. We look at God, the provider of your life that you are sitting here. He is God. Do not worry. And say, what shall we eat?
Hallelujah.
What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
How many? The religious go. Hey, hotel tala siniba kote. And the religious. How many? Obiaba kote ma yeshe sari katakata. Hallelujah. Kunibaka too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes.
Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. It's a promise for everybody that's here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything. Remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the breath of God is in on every verse. And that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man. Hallelujah. To lie. The son of man to change my mind. Make sure I have. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your, in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gifting God has given you from this place. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Your parents will fail you, school system will fail you, work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again to the numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I cannot reverse it. Amen. That's a spoken word. Hallelujah. From God. Amen. Hallelujah. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Let me read the new Methodist. Amen. 11 o'clock, we're going to be in the ministry of Willikin and Avoli in the TV station. It's going to be love. Amen. So if you're one of them and you're logging in today, you know, you used to be one of the ones, like one of the ones. Amen. In those early stages of the ministry, you used to say, they must be worshiping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suva with my husband, with our friends. He said, yes, what that has got to do with me. Sangevango Koya, we heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the men you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, do you believe? Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe that, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that, and I believe that somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is $50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry, Auntie Mary Davatinevalo was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had $30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Eastern, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You've seen with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. The new Methodists, when you are in new Methodists, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision. Half of the job is done. 50%. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. The other 50%. Amen. So, believe in this God and trust in this God. Because he's not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. You need to believe in him. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, never ever to harm you. To bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, there are a lot of things you have a mouthful to say. Close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In new Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. But
weekend
kabi kendre voltambu ko sarongo dono ko bosa kada kabu kende dona ka satoma tabuku satu to bate kendo satara no vale en andal ni batu e ke baga indo sarongo dono ko bosa kasi da kabu kende dona ka satoma talilia satu to bate ndo tama satara no vale en del ni nuku ni na tauna uda do ko ndo mbui na liona dangi na tamba kana vale kwa ia en vale sakale una no vale sabi mbuli en weekend da turangel mara ma dorbo ke no ni lawa en avuno limo ko New Zealand na bosa ni kalwenda sarongo da na numa tiko nga tuwa karo tu na niyo meda discretion fellowship na vinga rabi nonda mula ena singo pina kanikuwa nga ingiri ngiri nga eni ena namba sa tuku niyo titoko redake wakalunga teki kanda na turanga ena singo pina kanikuwa emeni
your language on planetaudio.org